Academy Award-winning actor Richard Dreyfuss is not a history teacher, but he plays one on TV. He stars in The Education of Max Bickford, a drama about a professor at a women's college. Tonight, Dreyfuss gets a real shot at teaching history as the host of a documentary about the monuments and memorials here in the nation's capital. It's called Mr. Dreyfuss Goes to Washington.
This is the spot in all of Washington that has most captured the hearts of Americans. We can't imagine a memorial to Lincoln any other way. And yet it was originally imagined very differently.
Why the monuments? Why focus on the monuments and memorials?
I think that they have a specific effect on us. I think we don't really feel an American patriotism anymore until something horrendous and catastrophic happens, such as on September 11th. And I think what the city of Washington does and what these memorials do are create a kind of an engine for remembrance and patriotism that goes uncommented on, except when something really controversial occurs, like the World War II memorial.
Yeah, for those who haven't followed this, the controversy has to do with the size and the site rather than the idea of a World War II.
Right. It's really quite an interesting controversy, all about the relative importance of this event in our lives. Was it the most important event of the last century? Was it the most important event of the last five centuries? And it's those people who are arguing as to its placement in Washington. By the way, this argument is probably all moot by now, since it's been now declared by Congress that it's over and the monument will be on the Mall. But I think that was the original controversy around it, and it was quite an interesting thing to follow.
And you reviewed the Vietnam controversy.
When we finally reach some agreement on what to honor and how to honor it, we are declaring a viewpoint on our own history. But sometimes it's possible for a monument to not only reflect our feelings, but to actually change them. The largest design competition in the history of the country attracted 1,400 entries. Out of that enormous field, one entry, number 1,026, was the unanimous choice of the judges.
The idea of that memorial was radical at first, and now it's so popular.
It actually is an extraordinary story that she, this young girl, was able to come up with something that not only was understood by the review boards that pushed her forward, but that ultimately was seen as probably the most successful monument ever built.
You're referring to Maya Lin, the young woman who designed it?
Yes.
Yeah. You've got the Washington Monument, the Lincoln Memorial being extremely prominent, as opposed to trying to compete physically with another vertical form. I just cut open the earth and polished the edges.
It evokes a truly tangible emotional reaction and heals something at the same time. I, for one, could never have anticipated, had I seen a miniature version of the Vietnam War Memorial, that it would have had that effect. And it is every time you go there an astonishing thing.
And you begin and end on FDR.
This modest stone in front of the National Archives building is a memorial to President Franklin Delano Roosevelt. FDR had requested that if there were to be a memorial, it should be a plain block the size of his desk. A mere 20 years after he died, he got his wish. But that's not all he got. It's an old Washington story. You ask for a stone and get a 7.5-acre memorial.
That's it. Memorials are not for the dead, they're for the living.
That's the strongest point about it. Memorials are only in a side way about the dead. They're about us. They're about how we feel about something in the past or a personality or an event and how we want that person or personality to be seen and viewed by our children and their children. And all of that morphs all the time. When we originally conceived of an Abraham Lincoln Memorial, it was something about victory. Then it became something about reconciliation. And now it's something about America in sum.
Less than 2 years after Lincoln's death, in the midst of Reconstruction, Congress created the Lincoln Memorial Association. The association enthusiastically approved this design, a huge figure of Lincoln standing atop a 70-foot-high monument, surrounded by 31 foot soldiers and 6 mounted cavalry. all of colossal size. Is it any surprise the association consisted entirely of Northerners?
Because the whole town is kind of a monument.
Yes, it is. That's true. Pennsylvania Avenue is its own monument. And you can't throw a rock in any direction without hitting a monument, so there's no town on earth quite like it in that way.
There are lots of feelings about Washington, but few of them are good.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate. You know, there's certainly been reason for us to be cynical and suspicious about the people who run the government, the inefficiency of the government itself, and the overbearingness of things. But at the root of the country is this strange idea, invisible idea, that we are connected by ideas of freedom, opportunity, and equality that we may sometimes look with a jaundiced eye at, but the rest of the world knows for damn sure who we are. That's why they attack us, or that's why they applaud us, because we in fact do stand up for liberty, justice for all. And we may not achieve it all the time, but that's the point of it all. That's where we're going.
Actor Richard Dreyfuss. Tonight, he's the host of the History Channel's new documentary, Mr. Dreyfuss Goes to Washington. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.